The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Reading from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 through 10. Dear Heavenly Father, have mercy on me. Forgive me for all of my sins, so that I may proclaim your holy word to your covenant people, to proclaim your righteous decrees, even to those that do not want to hear your holy word. Dear Lord, I am fully aware of my inadequacies. I am conscious of where I may feel unqualified, yet, by your holy touch, by your grace, by your Holy Spirit filling, I am fully capable of answering your call, of serving you, and of being your faithful servant. Lord, put my gifts to use. Empower me with a servant's heart. Guide me in all humility to be a workman. Discipline me as I go about my mission like a loyal soldier, a disciplined and tough soldier, one that is ready and equipped for the toughest assignment. Train me up for a battle. Teach me your word. Put your words in my mouth, that I speak the things that please you. All for your glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to go to the land of Canaan. Reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 through 5. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. Reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Reading from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. Dear merciful Father God, who is full of compassion, the great and mighty God, who is full of grace, please forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness that I may serve you. Dear Lord, tonight I want to thank you for calling me. Thank you for calling me out of darkness and into your holy light. Thank you for including me into the body of Christ. Lord, empower me to be of better service to you. Help me to use the gifts that you have given me. Send me, dear Father God, use me. Send me into the hospitals. Guide me to pray for the sick. Send me into the prisons. Strengthen me to pray for prisoners. Send me into the orphanages. Teach me how to pray for the fatherless. Show me how to be compassionate for the motherless. Train me to proclaim your holy scriptures. Instruct me how to rightfully divide your truth, so that others may know you and be saved by your amazing grace. These things I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.